You're not going to believe what I found. To my knowledge, I'm the first person to put this on YouTube. It's an official UN document that the global elites don't want you to talk about. The United Nations published this replacement migration report back in 2000, and guess what? They laid out the blueprint for what we're seeing in full force today. This report proposes using migration, yes, mass immigration, as a solution to declining and aging populations in developed nations like the United States, France, Germany, and Japan. Now, this isn't just about a few immigrants crossing borders. No, we're talking about a systematic overhaul of entire populations. Look at the numbers in the report. Italy, for example, is predicted to see its population shrink by a whopping 28% by 2050 without migration. What does the UN propose to stop this replacement migration on a massive scale? For Italy, they suggest needing 12.6 million migrants. For the entire European Union, 47 million migrants by 2050. Let that sink in. But here's the kicker. This isn't just some far-off theory. We're seeing this play out right now. The southern border of the United States is being flooded with migrants, and Europe is facing a migrant crisis, the likes of which we've never seen before. All the while, politicians and global elites keep telling us that this is necessary. This report talks about maintaining the working-age population. They throw around terms like support ratios and demographic trends. Let's be clear. This isn't just about immigration. This is about transforming entire nations through demographic engineering. They're not just addressing a natural issue like aging populations. We're seeing millions pour over the border, and it's no accident. This is by design. The globalists want to tear down borders, blur cultures, and make us all part of a controlled system. The crime rates are rising, the political divide is deepening, and the social fabric is being torn apart. I'm going to show you exactly how these plans are connected to today's migration crises. First, understand that this isn't a grassroots movement of desperate people fleeing bad situations. No. This is orchestrated, folks. The globalists are using migration as a tool to disrupt national stability and dilute the cultural and political power of sovereign nations. It's all about control. By flooding countries with mass migration, they destabilize local economies, strain social services, and ultimately weaken the political voice of the native population. This is classic divide and conquer on a global scale. We're seeing the fallout in real time. In the United States, the Biden administration is allowing wave after wave of migrants to enter the country illegally, and the mainstream media doesn't even bat an eye. Why? Because it's part of a much larger agenda, the same one outlined in the 2000 UN report. Remember, they framed it as a solution to aging populations and low birth rates. But what they didn't emphasize is the sheer volume of migrants needed to sustain these support ratios. Think about this. To stabilize Europe's workforce, the UN estimates 161 million migrants would be needed by 2050. That's not just a number, that's a complete demographic transformation. In the US, they predict 593 million migrants would be required to keep up with the demands of an aging population by maintaining the ratio of working-age individuals to retirees. We are witnessing the tip of this iceberg right now, with the migrant crisis at the southern border. Look at how this affects us directly. When you bring in this level of migration, it puts immense strain on public resources. Schools are overwhelmed, healthcare systems buckle, crime rates surge, and housing becomes scarce. Meanwhile, the globalists sit back and watch as the middle class is eroded, replaced with a population that's more dependent on government handouts and less likely to push back against authoritarian policies. But it's not just about economics or social strain. There's a deeper, more sinister agenda here. By displacing native populations, the globalists aim to erase national identities. They want a borderless world where people are easier to control, where cultural differences are flattened, and where we all fit into their technocratic vision. This isn't some wild conspiracy theory. It's happening, and the UN Replacement Migration Report laid out the playbook decades ago. And if you think this is limited to the US and Europe, think again. The elites are pushing the same agenda in countries across the globe. Africa, Asia, South America, they're all being set up as pawns in this global chess game. The migrant crisis is just one front in a much larger war for control over populations. This isn't some hidden document. It's been out in the open for years. and it lays out the playbook for what we're seeing unfold in real time. The text from this report outlines how countries like Japan, Italy, and Germany are facing declining populations due to below replacement fertility rates. And what's their solution? Mass immigration. In scenario 4 of the report, the UN calculates how many migrants are needed to maintain the size of the working age population in these nations. The numbers are staggering. In Germany, for instance, the report suggests that over 24 million migrants would be needed to maintain its working age population between 2000 and 2050. Italy would need 19.6 million immigrants over the same period. Folks, these are not small numbers. They're talking about replacing significant portions of national populations with foreign migrants. Now, if we connect this to the current migrant crisis, the parallels are crystal clear. Right now, Western nations, especially those in Europe and North America, are witnessing massive influxes of migrants. We're seeing these migration flows overwhelm social services, reshape communities, and cause social unrest. But, as outlined in the Replacement Migration Report, this is exactly the kind of scenario the global elites are banking on. The UN's replacement migration agenda is essentially a demographic weapon. They're pushing for these migrant waves not just to shore up population numbers, but to dilute national identities and shift political power. In countries like the US and the UK, they're not just trying to solve aging population issues, they're reshaping the entire social and political landscape. This is part of the broader strategy to centralize control and subjugate sovereign nations under a globalist agenda. This scenario assumes that in order to keep the potential support ratio, the ratio of working age individuals to retirees, the numbers of migrants required would be astronomically high. For example, Japan would need over 500 million immigrants by 2050 to maintain its PSR. That's right, 500 million. The European Union would require nearly 700 million immigrants. These numbers are mind-blowing and would utterly transform the cultural, social, and political structures of these nations. So what's the endgame here? Look around you. This mass immigration is about engineering chaos. Governments and elites know that such drastic demographic shifts lead to tension, social fragmentation, and a loss of national cohesion. And in the chaos, they expand their power. This is when they implement surveillance systems, digital IDs, and global governance structures. It's all connected, folks. The crisis creates the need for solutions, and those solutions are always about controlling us more. The current migrant crisis isn't a humanitarian emergency. It's a calculated move. Governments like the US and nations across Europe are being flooded with migrants in a move that's been telegraphed by the UN for years. The Replacement Migration Report is the roadmap, and what we're witnessing now is the execution of that plan. This is why we see globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum pushing for open borders, digital tracking, and increased surveillance. They're paving the way for global control, where national sovereignty is eroded, and we are all just data points in a technocratic system. And this crisis isn't just a byproduct of economic or social policies. It's by design. The UN's Replacement Migration Report laid out the blueprint for how mass migration could be used to reshape populations and cement global control. Today, as borders crumble and migrants flood into nations by the millions, the true nature of this plan is becoming more obvious. The elites are creating the problem, and their solution is more control over every aspect of our lives.